British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is in Belfast today after calling a UK general election for July the 4th. He promised significant money for Casement Park GAA grounds in Belfast, but didn't say how much, that he cares deeply about the union, and pointed to the restoration of the Stormont executive as an example of success and his willingness to take bold action. Rishi Sunak spoke to the media, including our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, who joins us now from Belfast. Why was he in Belfast today, Vincent?
That's a pretty good question, Gavin. And his communications team were rendezvoused as making a bit of a mistake when he announced the general election in the pouring rain. He ended up drenched outside Downing Street. Today he took to the waters of Belfast Lock, just a few hundred metres from the site where the ill-fated Titanic was built. It was put to him that perhaps he was himself the captain of a sinking ship, a suggestion he brushed off. He was in Belfast for a very short time indeed, meeting staff at a maritime manufacturing company in the Harbour Estate. In reality, Gavin, this is nothing more than a photo call for his UK election campaign with Belfast as a backdrop. In the last British general election, there were four Conservative candidates in Northern Ireland. Between them, they polled just under 5,500 votes. That's just under 0.7%. Now, Rishi Sunak shrugged off as suggesting that based on those figures, in election terms, this visit was a waste of time. He said he's committed to the people of Northern Ireland and to giving them the best government possible. He has had few policy successes during his 18 months in office, it has to be said, and he was keen to point to the restoration of the Stormont executive as evidence of his willingness to take bold action, like his Rwanda policy, as we can hear now.
And if you want evidence of my willingness to take bold action, I think what I've been doing here in Northern Ireland over the past 18 months is clear evidence of that. Getting Windsor done, getting the executive up and running, which everyone, when I got this job, told Chris and I was not possible.
Vincent, he also spoke about his relationship with the Irish government.
Indeed, and of course those relations have been strained, Gavin, on a range of issues including immigration, with the Irish government blaming the UK's Rwanda policy for thousands of asylum seekers travelling from Britain to Northern Ireland unchecked and then across the border into the Republic of Ireland. Now, the Irish government of course has also challenged the British government on its legislation. It's taken it to the European Court, that legislation which ended all investigations and prosecutions for troubles related killing. So relationships haven't exactly been good. But when asked about relations, this is what he had to say.
I've always had a constructive relationship with the Irish government. They will always be a close friend and partner of ours, and we've spent a lot of time on them, and I'm grateful to them for the support where we've worked together, where that's really made a difference to what's happening here. And where there are differences, there will be differences, and I'm not going to be shy about airing those. You know, we disagree profoundly with the decision on the legacy case, as I've made clear multiple times, but where we can work together, of course we will.
And Vincent Kearney, our Northern editor, is still in Belfast. He was also asked about Casement Park, Vincent, because the British government had committed to funding Casement Park as part of the bid for Britain and Ireland, including Northern Ireland, to host the Euros in 2028.
Indeed, Gavin, and time is running out to get building started. I mean, the GAA and the Irish Football Association last week wrote a joint letter to the British government asking for a firm commitment. As you say, he was asked with that today, as was Northern Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris. They repeated the British government's commitment to make a significant contribution, but they didn't spell out how much money, they didn't spell out a timescale, so on that one, we're no further on, nothing new.
Did he ask people in Northern Ireland if they were looking forward to the footy?
I think perhaps, Gavin, it was interesting today, once again, he was kept well away from the general public. He met staff at a maritime company. He went out on the boat in Belfast Lock, and then he chatted to them afterwards. He then chatted to the media. No members of the public were around, so he couldn't make any mistakes whatsoever.
Is Keir Starmer coming to Northern Ireland?
We expect probably at some point he may well visit, because of course Keir Starmer has promised one of the big issues, one of the big controversial issues on legacy, that his government will repeal that British government legislation. That, of course, Gavin, would immediately rebuild relationships with the Irish government, because you'd imagine if the British government was to signal its firm intention to overturn that legislation, the likelihood is the Irish government then would immediately withdraw that challenge in European court. So I'd imagine Keir Starmer will be keen to come here.
Do you think that Rishi Sunak will come back to Belfast ever again?
I would imagine we could see him as a tourist. I think he said today he was. This was his sixth visit to Northern Ireland as Prime Minister. The view is that if he's back, it won't be as Prime Minister. It could be some distance in the future.
Vincent Kearney in Belfast, thank you.